your attention, please. For those of you flying Sandpiper Air today, please remember that your carry-on luggage must remain with you at all times, and small children must be stowed under the seat in front of you. Obviously, you'd want to keep your children with you and stow your luggage. Besides, the average small child wouldn't even fit under our seats. Well, not without a struggle.
For caller number 10. Get to your phones, people. We're talking about 5,000 big ones. Those boards are lighting up. 8, 9, and caller number 10. Your name is...
Antonio Scarpacci.
Roy Biggins.
Faye Cochran.
Wanda Stevens.
Damn.
Okay, Wanda, here's your question. What's the state bird of Oklahoma?
Why couldn't I get that one? Everybody knows it's the rose-breasted grosbeak.
No, it isn't. It's the scissor-tail flycatcher.
Hey, trust me. I know my state birds. I learned them on a placemat at Stuckey's.
Sorry, Wanda. The correct answer is the scissor-tail flycatcher.
She's been right on the last 12. Faye, how do you know all these things?
Well, did you ever hear of Funk and Wagnall's Encyclopedia?
Yeah.
I dated a funk.
I can't believe this. What is a hot young stud like me doing wasting a Saturday night with you two when I could be out with any number of beautiful women?
Let's just count how many things are wrong with that statement.
Well, no, wait. I have an idea. We could all go in this together, and that way we'd have a better chance of winning.
You know, Faye, you might have a point. With a ton of useless crap between your ears and my speed dialers, we just might have a shot at this.
Yeah, well, why not? Besides, what else is there to do on a Saturday night in this frozen winter wasteland we call Nantucket?
Hey, is anybody interested in going down to the junior high and seeing this production of Jesus Christ Superstar?
Oh, no, they canceled it. Jesus couldn't make it. He got grounded.
Perfect. 8 Saturday nights.
Oh, Joe, my nails are wet. Quick, get this hair out of my face.
Wow. Quick. What are you doing tonight?
Thanks. Davis is coming in on Roy's next flight.
Oh, so you're not doing anything either. Maybe we can go grab a pizza.
Don't worry, he's coming.
Pepperoni okay?
Joe, stop it. You just don't like Davis because he wouldn't lend you the money and it crushed your dreams and ruined your life and yada, yada, yada. Do you think this dress needs a necklace? Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Ah, it's another big Saturday, huh? You know, the night belongs to macho, lusty hombres like you and me.
Whoa, why are you talking like a beer commercial?
Hey, it's a beer commercial life. You know, fast women, hot cars, and guys who laugh like this.
Look, I'll tell you what, if you promise never to do that again, maybe you and me could sort of hang out, do something tonight.
Ah, sorry, Joe. Yeah, Tucker and I are going to go on a rat shoot tonight. Yeah, I'd invite you along, but you know what they say about rat shoots. Two's company, three's crossfire.
Hey, did you guys figure out anything to do tonight? I am desperate.
Yeah, we're going to the movies. You want to come with us?
Oh, yes. Great. What are we seeing?
It's a Rainer Werner Fassbinder festival.
What?
Please don't make me say it again.
They're showing Fear Eats the Soul in Berlin Alexanderplatz.
Not that desperate.
So why don't you just go out with Helen?
Oh, she's waiting for Lynch to show up. I'll never understand that relationship.
What don't you understand? He's charming, romantic, funny, and incredibly successful. I used to go out with a guy just like him.
Clearly you've gotten over that.
We better get going. The movie starts in 20 minutes.
Wait one second. This... incredibly successful guy. Who was it?
What? If I tell you his name, it'll just drive you crazy.
Oh, his name? Would I know who he is?
Can we drop it?
Well, drop who? Who are you dropping exactly?
Come on, Brian. I don't ask you about all the women you've dated.
Oh, yeah, of course not. I mean, okay, I've dated lots and lots of women, but, nobody famous.
Lots? Exactly how many?
Exactly how famous?
Very famous.
Very many.
Brian, please, let's just stop this. It'll ruin our entire night.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Stupid. Is he a politician, actor, rock star?
Rock star?
Oh, I knew it. It's that weasel Sting, isn't it?
How about this? I'm going home. Call me when you grow up.
What happened? I thought you were going to go to the movies with Alex.
Yeah, and so did I. Ask her one little question, she went Alexander Platts on me.
Okay, Joe, you win. How about half pepperoni and half mushroom?
He canceled again.
No, his secretary called. She said that his meeting with the Hong Kong consortium ran late. What the hell's a consortium, anyway?
I think it comes from a Latin consort, meaning one who dumps his date for business.
Sucks.
Tell me about it.
Well, one of the three of us do something.
I think I'll pass.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man, you know, I remember a time when the three of us knew how to have fun together. Remember when we went to that political rally and we signed that petition without even reading it?
Yeah, I'm still tingling.
Come on, let's get off this rock. Let's go to Boston, a city where people do something. A city where people drink for social reasons. Let's go.
All right. Hey, Joe. You know, you looked a little down before, so I called up Tucker, told him that we had to put the rat shoot off till another night. So, I'm all yours.
Lowell, I already kind of made plans with Brian and Helen.
I see. So, I guess I made Tucker cry for nothing. That's okay, Joe. You just go off with your cool friends. It'll just be me, some sad music, and a loaded shotgun.
What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I finally made it. You know, hey, you go your whole life being the odd man out, and then one day, a kind, gracious hand reaches out to you.
Hey, and where are you guys off to?
Oh, for God's sake, I hope we're not letting him in.
Now, don't go away, because we're going to have an $8,000 question right after this.
All right, don't worry, we'll get through. You know what they say, the 73rd time is the charm.
Is Brian here?
No, he went to Boston.
Damn. Well, when's he going to be back?
I don't know, dear. What's wrong?
Oh, well, we had kind of a fight. I was hoping to patch things up with him.
Well, since you're free and, all leathered up, why don't you come over to my place and I'll fire up the old hot tub?
Sounds good. You bring the towels. I'll bring the electric toaster.
I don't ask twice.
I'll be right back.
You know, Cochran, it occurs to me, with your brains and my speed dialers and 8,000 bucks on the line, what do we need Mr. Green Card for?
I heard that. Hey, listen, if you think for 1 minute my friend Faye would squeeze me out of this deal, you got another thing coming. She would never, ever, ever leave me up. Jump in anytime you're
free. Oh, right. No, I'm not in without Antonio.
Oh, all right. Can't blame me for trying.
What do we need him for?
Joe, we've been to two boring bars. We got kicked out of a nightclub. Enough is enough. Let's go.
Look, Helen, we could have stayed at that last place if Lowell hadn't tried to pass himself off as a Kennedy.
Ask not what your country... Shut up!
Now, look, that bartender said there's a great party in 2D. This is 2D. Let's go.
You know what? Maybe I should just call Alex.
Look, there might be a woman behind that door who doesn't bust your chops every time you make an innocent remark. There might be a guy in there who will actually show up for a date.
Thanks.
What's behind that door for me, Joe?
I don't know, Lowell. Maybe there's a big fat rat and you can kill it.
Cool.
All right, look, you guys do whatever you want. I am going in. Well, okay, for Joe's
sake.
Yeah,
just for Joe.
Wow. Hey, did I tell you I'd find you a good time? Okay, huddle up. There's attractive women all over the field, okay? Joe, you go long. I'll go short. Helen, got available guys here and here. Lowell, you're on your own. Okay, break.
Hi, you're telling me. I got 3 business cards and an appointment with a podiatrist.
Come on. We're here to have a good time. Who's thirsty?
Beer me.
We might have beer too, Joe. Here's the good friends. It just doesn't get any better than this.
Did you want to meet him? Did you?
No.
Hi. You alone? It doesn't have to be that way, you know. The person you're looking for could be standing right in front of you.
Look, I should tell you that I'm not gay.
Oh, I'm not gay. I'm talking about her.
I'm not gay.
Well, as long as that's all settled. I'm Ted.
Hi, I'm Helen.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Right.
You can thank me later. Finally found out what you do well. Pick up guys. Funny. Look, just better hope that I leave some of these women for you.
No way, man. Count me out. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to cheat on Alex. I'm just not going to... excuse me. Sorry.
Well, hello.
Look, I don't want to sound full of myself, but I know what well, hello means, and before this gets any further, I think you should know that I'm involved in the casting of a major motion picture. I think you'd actually be perfect for.
I couldn't help noticing you sitting over here. I just love piano music.
Hey, who doesn't?
So, can you play something just for me?
Me? Mm-hmm. I think I can.
Theme from Entertainment Tonight. Do you know anything classical?
Classical? I think I do.
How you doing? Thought you might like another drink.
Thank you. That's very nice. What's your name?
Joe. Joe Hackett.
I'm Deidre. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Look, hope this doesn't sound like a really bad line, but you are gorgeous.
How bad can it be? It's working.
So you're a pilot, huh?
Yeah, at your service. Why, anywhere you want to go.
Huh. How about my place? It's right upstairs.
Excuse me, friend. Joe, can I talk to you for a second, man?
Can you just excuse me 1 second? I'll be right back.
What? I got a real problem here, man. This woman is all over me.
Oh, man, I got the same problem over here. What will we do?
Come on, stop it. I'm being serious. I don't want to cheat on Alex.
And you're right. You do have a problem.
Hey, Jane Fonda, 55 years young today.
Hold on a second. Don't you know any other songs?
Oh, to be honest with you, I didn't even know I knew this one.
All right.
Look, Sheila, if we go back to your place, you know what's going to happen.
I have a pretty good idea.
Well, I'm going to end up telling you about my girlfriend.
Boy, was I wrong.
No, Sheila, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't find you attractive. I do. It's just that if I go back to your apartment, in a weird way, it would be impossible to not have my girlfriend right there with me.
That's not so weird. Bring her along.
Is there anything I could say to you to turn you off?
Yeah, that you don't have $300.
Yeah, but I mean, why would I need... Unless you're a...
I am.
You're a... hooker.
I prefer call girl, but yeah, all the girls here are.
Look, I don't mean to get personal, but do your parents know what you do for a living?
Well, of course they do. Actually, I took the business over from my mother.
Your mother?
Yeah. She actually taught me everything I know.
So, Deidre, what do you do?
What do you think I do? I'm a party girl.
Well, hey, I'm a party guy.
You know, Joe, I'm wildly attracted to you. What do you say we get out of here and go to my place?
Really?
Really.
Joey, can I talk to you for a second?
No, right now she wants me.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, she really wants me. Hey, come on. Would you leave me alone? I found this great girl. She's smart. She's funny.
She's a hooker.
Not my Deidre.
Joey, for $300, she's anybody's Deidre.
These girls, they're all professionals. Are you sure? Have you ever done this well in your life? Oh, damn!
Oh, my God. That must mean that Helen's guy thinks that she's a...
Do you know what I'd really like to do?
What?
I don't think I can say it.
Oh, sure you can.
Well, all right. I'd like you to dress up like little Bo Peep. Hog-tie me to the bedpost and spank me for being the bad, bad boy that I am. I know the going rate for you girls is $300, but for this, I'm willing to up it to $5.
Oh, my God. That is the most disgust... $500? What do you take me for, Joe? You know what this guy just said to me?
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea.
What's going on here?
Listen, why don't you try Deidre? I think she's just your type. Come on, let's go.
Gosh, can't believe $500?
Come on. Gotta get out of here. Come on.
Hey, Brian, do you know what kind of party this is?
Yeah, I do. Let's go.
And you know what all these girls are?
Yeah, I do. Let's go.
All right. Well, I just have one question. How long has Helen been a hooker?
Okay, we're looking for caller number 9. Those boards are lighting up.
It's ringing.
8.
It's
9,
ringing.
And your name is...
It's me. It's me, Antonio Scarpacci.
Caller number 9 is Antonio Scarpacci. Okay, Antonio, for $12,000 cash, are you ready for your question?
No, not yet. The face, not here. Right, get the face.
She went out to the car to get her knitting.
Sorry, no time to wait. Your question is, who is known as the father of Impressionism?
Oh, no.
It's okay. I know this one. The father of Impressionism is Rich Little.
Rich Little? What an idiot. I'm sorry. The correct answer is Claude Monet.
Way to go, answer man.
Rich Little, are you out of your mind? We spent the whole night trying to get through.
I have had it with this stupid contest. I'm going home.
Well, there's 6 hours of my life I'll never get back.
I can't believe You said the father of Impressionism was Rich Little.
Hey, I have been to Vegas dozens of times. I never heard of this Monet guy.
I can't believe you thought I was a hooker.
Me neither.
I mean, of all the insulting... Oh, excuse me just a second. If I wanted to make a living as a hooker, I could make a very good one. Yeah, if I wanted to. Oh, you're back. Helen, did you see Davis out there? What? Yeah, he felt bad, so he canceled his business and he hired a jet and flew her to be with you. I guess you must have missed him. Did you hear that, Joe? I could have been here having dinner with him, but no, you had to drag me off to the best little whorehouse in Boston. Thanks a lot, Joe. Where's Brian?
Oh, he's out putting the plane away with Lowell. He'll be here any minute.
So, Joe, I talked to Tucker. And you know what? He went out on the rat shoot without me. And he bagged a 20-pounder. And where was I? Who? I was off at a party with you and beautiful, easy women. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Do you believe all this? No, I'm trying to show these people a good time, and this is the thanks I get. Oh, Alex, there you are. Oh, man, I'm so glad you're back. Listen, that fight we had before, it was stupid. It's all my fault. Trust me. I mean, all night long, everything I did, everywhere I went, every girl I met reminded me of you.
Oh, even the hookers?
Even...